This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 on this Christmas Day, Macca and Paul. And our next guest is John Borghetti. John is the CEO of Virgin Australia, and Virgin Australia have been a very, very strong and committed sponsor of Joy and this show for the last few years. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, John. Merry Christmas.
What a beautiful day it is in Sydney. Merry Christmas to you both.
Thank you. And now I've got to ask, are you doing some cooking today, John?
Oh, listen, you're not going to believe what we did this year. I don't know. I must have been drunk when we made this decision. But, you know, typically Christmas Day you have a big lunch and there's a million people in the house. But the trouble is that as you get older, you've got older, you know, your parents get older, you've got children that are married, they've got children, so you've got about three or four generations, and inevitably some people can't make Christmas lunch because it's committed somewhere else. So this year we thought, oh, you know what we'll do Christmas 1.0 and Christmas 2.0. Christmas 1.0 is Christmas Eve, so you have the big meal Christmas Eve instead of Christmas Day, and then you have Christmas Day lunch, which is 2.0. so the people that can't make Christmas Eve, you know, come to the Christmas lunch and vice versa. Now, that sounds really good idea, but what I underestimated was the amount of work involved. So we're 50% of the way through. We've had a huge night last night, and now we'll have a huge lunch today.
It sounds like double the effort.
Cooking. Sounds well, it is, but, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
But I remember once we spoke to you, and I can't remember what day it was, but you were barbecuing, and I think I gave you a little bit of a stir up. I asked whether you had the sausages correctly aligned and the right distance apart on the barbecue.
Well, I am barbecuing today.
Ah.
And you'll be pleased to hear there are no sausages.
No sausages.
Just chops. That way I don't have to answer your question.
Okay. I'm sure they're all beautifully aligned. They'll be beautifully aligned.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. One thing I want to ask, John, is it's been, for the airline industry, certainly in the last few months in Australia, it's been a very difficult period because a lot of weather events have played absolute havoc. Not just, you know, obviously the ones we think about with Bali, but recent, you know, thunderstorms and very, very strong wind. I'll put it lightly, that's been a huge challenge, hasn't it?
Oh, it certainly has. And, you know, typically this time of year, you always have some kind of storm activity, whether it's Queensland or New South Wales or wherever else it might be. And every year we say to ourselves, gee, that was just terrific, you know, managing all the disruptions. But then when a year rolls on and you have it again, you say, gee, that was terrific. You know, we don't normally get them. Well, actually, you do. You get them every year. They might be in different locations, but you get them every year. And it's the way you recover that matters, because you can imagine a massive disruption to an airport where aircraft can't land or take off for a certain amount of time. What winds up happening is that curfew then kicks in, particularly if it's Sydney, and in the morning when you're meant to start the operation, you've got aircraft in the wrong city with the wrong crew.
Yeah.
You know, crew have run out of hours, and somehow you've got to get fresh crew there, and it can take, you know, realistically, it can take at least 24 hours, if not 48 hours, before you get back to normality.
So I suppose one of the things that does work to your advantage is when flights are actually going to stop for the day, it gives you an opportunity to hopefully then move some aircraft around or be ready for them to recommence the next day. But, you know, I think often people don't realise, you know, look, I've been on flights that have, you know, they've been delayed. I've been in the lounge waiting for flights. At the end of the day, the airline is not doing it, you know, to be difficult. They're doing it because
it's the last thing we want to do.
Yeah, I mean,
it's expensive.
And very expensive. I'm just wondering, you know, today for all the Virgin staff that are working, and I know a lot of them will be listening. Do you want to send them a special message?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I just first of all want to say Merry Christmas to all of them, but I also want to say thank you very much for working your rosters and your shifts and the hours that you're working during this Christmas period. And it's unfortunate not everybody at Virgin can take Christmas Day off all at once or we'll have an airline, but I'm very grateful to them because I know how disruptive it is from a family point of view. And I just think that when I look back and see where we are today and the airline that we've created over a number of years, I'm immensely proud of them. And it's because of their dedication, it's because of their hard work, it's because of their customer service. And really, it's just fabulous. And I just want to wish them all a Merry Christmas. Those that are working and those that are not working yet, I'm listening. Couldn't run an airline like this without brilliant people and they're brilliant.
It's a nice message. Now, John, so passengers today, what could a cabin crew, in some countries, cabin crew aren't allowed to wear Christmas hats. Are they allowed to wear a Christmas hat or in it's a safety thing, isn't it?
To be honest, I'm not sure whether they are today or not.
What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean you don't know, John?
I don't know. They are allowed to wear some Christmas, pins and tinsel or whatever, but I'm not sure about that. I'll have to check and get back to you.
Okay.
So, have you got many people and crews around the world actually working on Christmas Day, John? I'm guessing that there's quite a busy schedule to get people back to the family and friends in all parts of the world.
It is. And Paul, back to what Maka was saying earlier, if there happens to be a disruption somewhere, whether it's a storm or whether it's, you know, some issue with an airport or traffic, even traffic, it can cause such repercussions that you just, you know, you don't know how disappointing it is until you're at the receiving end of them. Just going back to the storms the other day, you know, there were people that were calling, quite rightly, sitting in Adelaide or something and saying, well, I don't know why the aircraft's late because the Adelaide weather is perfect. Yeah. And you can understand the frustration.
Yeah.
But luckily, everything seems to be, and I'm touching wood as I'm saying it, operating normally in our network today. There's no bad weather, really. And I think it's just actually a beautiful day for flying here in Sydney. It's clear, very, very clear.
Now, in terms of Tucker on board, is there anything different in terms of you know, what passengers are going to get served today? And also, I expect in the lounges there'd be a bit of a different theme, but on the aircraft?
There's always a little bit of a twist, you know, whether on whatever day it might be. So if it's Christmas, there'll be something there. And in the business class meals, Macca, you'll be pleased to hear, because I know you only fly business class.
I try.
So Neil Perry, Luke Mangan does all sorts of nice things for us, and Luke's been a terrific addition to our business since he started so long ago. And the lounges he does a good job with, you know, the aircraft really does a great job with. He's a great guy, and we're lucky to have him.
So, yeah, I mean, I...
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt there slightly. So, John, I do know that Macca does tend to fly quite a lot for his work. And looking at the time he gets back, he is so relaxed. Every single trip he takes, and he takes most of them with Virgin, I think, on his long-haul flights, he comes back and he is extremely well looked after. I can see his waistline gets a little wider after every flight that he takes. So I know the food at Virgin is very good.
It's called launch paunch, John.
Well, he keeps telling me it's a sign of prosperity, so yes. I'll take that.
So, what does the year ahead hold for you, John, and for Virgin? I mean, the economy. I think to use an aircraft term, airline term, is probably going to hit some headwinds. I think there's going to be some big challenges. An election is always disruptive to the economy. What do you think for 2019?
Well, look, I think that certainly all of the things you said are issues. Whenever there's an election, you're right, there's, you know, particularly a period before and a short period after, there's that uncertainty. You don't know who's going to be in government, what they're going to do. People tend to be more reserved, more conservative in their approach. And typically, demand suffers, you know, across many industries. Now, having said that, if we look at the last 6 months, actually, demand's been pretty good. People have been spending, you know, for all the negativity that we hear about the economy, it's actually been pretty good. And some of the numbers that are coming out are good. The question, though, is will that last into 2019? And that's something that, you know, we'll probably talk about next Christmas and see if we were right or not. I do think that the next 6 months in particular are going to be perhaps not as strong. I hope I'm wrong. I think for Virgin, well, we've got now a good operation. We fly to America, we fly to Hong Kong, we fly all over Australia. So I think that's good. For me personally, well, it'll be my last year. And looking forward to whatever is next. Hopefully not too much. But I think you've got to be positive, Macca. I think you've got to say, yeah, look, we'll have challenges. Australia will have challenges. But we've got to be positive and be glass half full people and make the best of them.
Now, John, I want to know, I made a suggestion to you a while ago about what you should do each night, and listeners are probably thinking, oh, my God, what has Macca said?
I'm wondering that as well.
It's actually about reading a book, a hard copy, a hard book, not an e-book.
Yes.
Have you been doing that, John?
Yes, I have. And, in fact, I can tell you the one I'm reading, I was reading last night. It's Dan Kidney's new book on James Packer. I read about a chapter. I try to get through a chapter a night of whatever book I'm reading, but I only started it last night, and I must say it's very well written. And it's although it's only been one chapter, I'm finding it very, very good.
Fantastic.
I think it's called Price of Fortune or something.
Yes.
Something similar.
Well, there you go, listeners. There's actually someone that took my advice. Can you believe it?
I can't believe I gave Damon a free plug. He's a good writer.
You have to ask. Well, look, we're going to let you go, John. I know you'll be thinking about how you can organise the chops on the barbie. And
it should be equally as placed.
Equally
as
placed.
I like
the
sausages as
subject
well.
To where the heat is. But, look, I want to thank you for your support in 2018 and Virgin support in 2018. It helps keep Joy on air. Our listeners appreciate the chats, and so do we. And I've actually just got two email messages. I probably shouldn't say this, but I think some staff in the call centre might be listening, John. And they've said, JB is a great leader. Thank you for being such a great leader, John, and we're happy to work today for our passengers. There you go.
That's nice, isn't it?
There you go.
Nice. That's excellent. Well, Merry Christmas for those two especially.
Thank you.
Macca, thank you for all your support. And as Paul said, I know you fly on us a lot. And hopefully we'll look after you. And really the relationship with Joy is so good it'll go for many years, I'm sure.
Great.
Even after I've gone.
That's what we love to hear, JB.
John, thank you for joining us this
morning.
Thank you both and have a great Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.